Hi, it's Robin Rock. Welcome to Voices of Better Medicine as we talk to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about health issues and questions that matter to you. I would like to welcome Dr. Remus Lucas. Dr. Lucas is a neuro-oncologist with the Northwestern Medicine Lou and Jean Malnati Brain Tumor Institute of the Robert H. Lurie Comprehensive Cancer Center. Hi, Dr. Lucas. Welcome. Good to have you here today.
Hi, Robin. Thanks for having me.
I want to talk to you about something that, I mean, me as a person, if I were to hear this as a diagnosis, this would frighten me. Brain tumor. What is a brain tumor? Can you tell me more about that?
Sure. So a brain tumor is a tumor that by definition is located in the brain. And the way that we conceptualize them is in sort of two big categories. We have primary brain tumors, meaning something that arose in the brain itself. And then we have secondary or metastatic brain tumors, meaning tumors that came from somewhere else in the body. So from a breast cancer or lung cancer, for example, and then spread to the brain.
When you hear tumor, me automatically, I'm thinking, okay, this is bad, this is cancer, but that's not necessarily what it means?
Not necessarily, although oftentimes it is what it, you know, what that is. The way that you can think about it is it's a set of cells that are growing in a way that's unregulated. So they're not doing what they should be doing. They're not stopping growing. They're not, you know, stopping dividing and making more cells. And then they are also potentially invading some of that surrounding tissue and then maybe going to places where they shouldn't go. So it's cells that are, you know, out of control. And sometimes those cells are out of control in a somewhat regulated fashion, and then we think of them as benign tumors. Sometimes those cells are, you know, really out of whack and being very aggressive, and we think about those as malignant tumors. In neuro-oncology, however, I don't like that dichotomy, that type of a breakdown, because even if it's a benign tumor, if it's something that requires brain surgery, radiation, maybe chemotherapy, that's not such a benign set of steps to go through. So I think just having something in the brain itself is, you know, a serious enough location that we take all these, you know, seriously.
What would be your indicator that would be something that you would want to look for?
The way I think about the tumor-related symptoms are two big categories. One, what we call localizable symptoms, and another one called non-localizable symptoms. And so non-localizable symptoms are due to increased pressure intracranially or inside the head, and that's headaches, particularly those that are there when you're lying down or waking you up from sleep, headaches associated with double vision, headaches associated with nausea and vomiting. Now, people can have headaches for numerous other reasons, and the vast majority of headaches are due to other explanations. Localizable symptoms are due to whatever the location of the tumor is. And so depending on where it sits, it may cause dysfunction of that tissue. And so people can have weakness, they can have sensory problems or numbness, they can have language problems, they can have visual impairments, they can have changes in their personality or the way that they're thinking.
Well, you're listening to Voices of Better Medicine as we talk to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about health issues and questions that matter to you. And Dr. Lucas is here with me today. We're talking about brain tumors. Okay, so let's talk about risk factors.
So we don't have too many obvious risk factors for what are called primary brain tumors. Certain things we know increase the risk, and that the best described one is going to be radiation. So if you were a child and treated with radiation for a different kind of a cancer, it would increase your risk of developing a tumor many years later. Beyond that, we don't really have too many modifiable risk factors.
What is the process for diagnosing a brain tumor?
So most oftentimes what we'll see is somebody presents with neurologic symptoms, and then that leads to imaging, and then that demonstrates something that raises concern for a brain tumor. If there is enough concern for a tumor, then they'll usually undergo what's called a craniotomy or a brain surgery, giving us an idea of exactly what kind of tumor it is, and then giving us a therapeutic benefit, removing it and hopefully alleviating some symptoms. We're much more sophisticated with the way that we're able to evaluate the tumor tissue, not just at the cellular level, which is what we can see with the microscopes, but at the molecular level, the molecules that make up the tumors.
What I'm hearing you say, there are a lot of things that are involved, and that means there are a lot of team members involved at Northwestern. Is that right?
Correct, yeah. Brain tumor treatment is definitely not a lone wolf endeavor. It's, you know, part of a team process. We work really closely with our neurosurgery colleagues, so we're sitting there in the clinic directly next to them and sifting through patient cases. Our neuropathologists are fantastic, so they're the ones who are in the laboratory looking at that tumor tissue. Our radiation oncologists, the ones that plan the radiation treatments, our neuroradiologists sift through the MRI scans. So all of those team members are essential for something to be able to move forward successfully. What's nice is we have formal venues in which we review complex patient cases, what's called a neuro-oncology tumor board. All of us can weigh in, so it's not just myself as a single neuro-oncologist making a decision, other neuro-oncologists, and then all those other team members I mentioned.
It really is a team looking out for you if you have a brain tumor at Northwestern Medicine. Dr. Lucas, thank you for joining me today. We really appreciate having you here.
Thank you, Robin. I appreciate it as well.